This is the conclusion to Listen to Me, Satan, for the series, an abbreviated paraphrase from Carlos Anacondia's work. This is from The Dangers of the Occult. Let's go to demonic forces. When we talk about spiritual forces of evil, demonic deliverance, spiritual oppression, and about demons, we are talking about all the demonic forces that stalk this world. 1 John 5:19. He who ignores this truth is exposing himself to many dangers. One of them is the occult. This is a lie of the enemy. It takes different forms in order to deceive those who are looking for answers and who have physical and spiritual needs. It is significant that in this desperate search for answers to life's questions, people take the wrong path. One of the reasons is that the church doesn't provide the answers for which they are looking. Therefore, people start exploring the supernatural, witchcraft, sorcery, spells, and idolatry. The science of the occult has devastated most of the world. Even the first so-called first world countries have been deceived by these lies. But the word of God says there is a way that seems right to man, but the end, it leads to death. Proverbs 14:12. We try to solve life's problems through quick and easy miracles. We don't want anything to be too difficult, and of course, we don't want any commitments or change of life or attitudes. We want magic. When it comes to searching for God, many people find excuses. God demands a lot of man, holiness and obedience, among other things. He also demands respect for his will. So it seems easier to surrender to Satan, to the occult, and to whatever demonic experiences there are on earth. But Satan will also have demands. He will ask certain things from us that we will not be able to deny him. There are some of the things the devil has to offer those who look for solutions and problems. Many people with problems go to witches, sorcerers, magicians, astrologers, psychics, and they have somebody read a tarot card to them, thinking that God will speak to them through these cards. Please know that God condemns all such occult practices. Probably you've noticed that many wealthy people have their own psychics, in other words, their own private witches. Some of the presidents consult them before making an important decision. And this is very common. They want to know if their decision is the right one and what is the future. God does not approve of these things. He totally rejects them since they are satanic practices. My advice to you is not to waste your money and not to be the enemy of God. He doesn't dwell in those places and he detests whoever practices those things. You're wondering why I say these things, because the Bible talks about them. Scripture teaches us the will of God. Only Scripture. If you want to know the future, go to the Word of God. It teaches what God wants for us. If you are practicing the occult, stop. Get away from those practices and draw near to God and His Word. You also need to leave sin behind. That is, whatever displeases God. God's warning against the occult. Many men and women don't want to accept Jesus because they know the works they are performing are evil, and if they draw near to the light, which is Jesus Christ, those works would be exposed. So they prefer to remain in darkness. Let's look at some of the occult practices briefly. Astrology. In regards to astrologers and stargazers and those who predict the future, God says, surely they are stubble. The fire will burn them up. They cannot even save themselves from the power of the flame. Here are no coals to warm anyone. Here is no fire to sit by. Isaiah 47:14. Christians should not consult the horoscope or have an interest in the zodiac signs. This is from the devil. Spiritism. The Bible says this: a man or woman who is a medium or a spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads. Leviticus 20:27. These are words from the Bible. It's not Carlos saying this. It's God himself. Many people talk to the dead. This is a common practice for spirits and mediums. Other people pray to the dead. Divination. God says about other practices in Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable practices, the Lord will drive out those nations before you. In his infinite mercy, God says that all who look for answers in witches, sorcerers, and witch doctors do this because of ignorance. That's why we need to read the Word of God. To know which path takes us, there is a way that seems right to a man, but at the end it leads to death. We need to walk in the light. Many times we do bad things because of lack of knowledge. In fact, it says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Things we think we're doing right, but is not. The Word of God is clear, and now that we know it, we need to walk according to the truth. Many times in our daily lives, we do things like trying to heal the evil eye or an upset stomach, which methods that only witch doctors would use. But I do it in the name of God. Do you realize whose name you're doing it? Another example may be the person handed down from fathers to sons on December 24th. Okay, so here, these are teachings, these are shamanistic practices, sometimes in Africa and South America, and spells that are common. We have ours here in this country. Every culture has them. You must line everything up with God. All rebellious acts, transgressions, and disobedience to his precepts and his commandments are sin. Now, we may sin unknowingly and do things that are not pleasing to God, but he wants to forgive us. Jesus said he didn't come to condemn us, but to seek us and save those who are lost. And he wants to be reconciled with you again. And once you come to God, do not turn away from him. Don't ever trust in witchcraft, horoscopes, or spiritism again. The world promises many evil and sinful things, and we were deceived. Don't allow this to happen. Jesus wants to change your life. Don't perish because of a lack of knowledge. Only in Jesus will we find answers and hope. In his hands of love and mercy is extended to all those who need him. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You don't go to a wedding all stained and dirty. You probably wear your best clothes for the occasion. So it is with us. We need to be clean and ready to be in the wedding feast of the Lamb. No one who is dirty will be allowed to participate. That's why we need to make ourselves clean and holy and see God with all our lives and hearts and minds and strength. If we love Jesus, we need to be ready and prepared because we know he is coming soon to get his church, and we will be in the wedding with him. So be blessed. You can get the book. Once again, listen to me saying this was just a brief paraphrase of the salient points to Strain Communications Company in Lake Mary, Florida, creationhouse.com. And also, I noticed in the back here that you can go to Charisma Offices, but I believe Carlos also, you can contact his ministry. Yes, here it is. Evangelist Carlos Anacondo in province of Buenos Aires, Argentina, at Anacondia, A-N-N-A-C-O-N-D-I-A, at sion.com. All right, be blessed, be free, be holy, and be waiting for the coming of the Lord.